You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we're doing another story time. We tell stories about our latest dates, our best kisses, our latest arguments, and Corey pushes me over live to find out which foot is my best foot. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream me and my friends again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. It's not just crazy talk, it's psychobabble. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble.
Hello.
Hello.
I love when I say something right before we start recording so that you're gagged.
I was gagged. My jaw was dropped. I was giggly, gaggly, googly do.
You were giggly, goggly, goggly.
She gave me the scoop, and the scoop got me.
And it scooped.
It scooped me right up.
Yeah.
How many scoops do you get when you get a Pokeball? Do you get a Pokeball ever?
A what?
Pokeball?
And you order it by scoop?
Well,
are you talking about ice cream? I can answer. Pokeball? Well, I don't know.
It's like food. It's
I know what
seafood.
Poke is.
Yeah, a bowl of poke.
How many?
Poke? Do we say poke?
Poke.
Well, in the app that
now, are
I
you,
order,
do you
on,
say poke or poke?
I don't fucking know. On my app, it just says how many scoops, and I always think that's a weird way to
of fish.
Yes.
How many scoops you get?
I think I get two.
Wow.
Because you can get one, two, or three. And I'm
she's
like.
She's like a double scoop kind of girl. Yeah, I would fuck that up right now. Look.
Yes. Yum. Delicious.
Wow.
I don't like the sesame seeds. And I don't love.
Do you think people have a tendency to over sesame seed your meal?
Yes.
You know, I think people are very heavy handed with rosemary these days.
I don't like
everybody's like, oh, we have our rosemary fries. JK, we douse.
I don't
them
like
in.
Rosemary fries. Yeah. It's like we get it. You could have just
I'm
kind
like,
of
I
wafted.
Will enjoy what was it? Rosemary.
Wafted? You know what I got?
I will enjoy rosemary on my food on like a breakfast potato moment.
There I was.
But don't get heavy handed with it.
There I was in Amsterdam and we went to a McDonald's. And
they had rosemary fries.
The biggest
McDonald's
thing on the menu was, of course, what I thought I should get that.
Biggest in what?
Biggest picture.
Okay.
So I got it was a Big Mac, but
I've never had a Big Mac.
What?
Never. I don't. I'm not a big fan of someone saying special sauce.
Well, it's just. What's it called?
Something you got to deal with?
No. I'm telling you the contents of what special sauce, Big Mac sauce
Thousand
is.
Island
Thousand
dressing.
Island dressing and what? Ketchup or and mayo?
I don't know.
It's
I never
something
worked there. I'm not you.
Anyway. So.
I'm not garbage.
They try to tell me how to order. I go, I've worked here.
I should preface that I wasn't saying anyone who works at McDonald's is garbage. Just you were
got
garbage.
It. Cool. Clarification.
And so they told you this is how you
no,
order. And you
anyway,
said,
the
let
point
me
of the story.
There. I'm a drive-thru specialist.
The point of the story is I ordered a Big Mac, but instead of bread, it had an everything bagel. It was everything. It was so incredible.
When I was in New York, we went to this outdoor food flea market that was great. Lots of choices. And they had those ramen noodle burgers.
No.
Where the bun is a ramen noodle.
Nope. Nope.
And I thought,
nope.
Who wants a
focus.
Mess?
Focus.
Who wants a mess?
Nobody.
They had, I walked in, the first thing I saw, a line for these deep fried cheese sticks.
Mm.
Mozzarella sticks, whatever.
You know what I got in Amsterdam? Vlaamse frites.
I saw, you texted me a picture. Well, then did you get the pump cheese?
No, I got.
I feel like you always wasted it and got horseradish.
I got mayo in one, yes. And I got ketchup in the other.
You're so dumb.
And I walked around.
Why would you not get cheese?
Like, you know that?
Cheese, hot liquid cheese pump. You're dumb and a waste of time.
No, I was already stressed because we, like, skipped the line for some reason. Somebody was
you
like,
"You got cutsies somebody, at the Frams and Fleets line."
Yes, I mean, I went to the exact same place too that we went.
Did you go to that cute little restaurant I told you to find?
No.
What was that place? It was so good.
I know what you're talking about.
I had like a meat and potato dish.
Yep, didn't go there.
Did you go to that gay bar where it was like you have to like they had all the glass doors and the people smoking were blocked in the glass doors?
I don't remember that.
I did. But I went to the same... That's where the smokers need to be.
Okay. Well, I went to the same gay bars we went to. A lot of Europop. A lot of, and everyone that. Knew the words but me, which, you know what, let them live.
Yeah.
In their
you were like, where's Tinashe?
I was.
You were like, I'm ready for my slumber party.
I said, do y'all have the remix of when Aja dragged Valentina? You're perfect. You're beautiful.
You look like
Linda Evangelista.
Could you even pick out Linda Evangelista
no.
out of the lineup?
I've never even heard of that human. You look like Linda Evangelista. You're perfect. You're beautiful. Did you put those rhinestones on those leggings, on those tights? You could walk out in a diaper.
Yeah. Cinch the
oh
house
my
down.
God. Valentina, your smile.
She's jealous.
So that came on, that remix?
At a bar?
And when I say that
it
came
did
on,
not.
I put it on.
In your hotel room?
At the gym last night. And it was my last
hurrah.
4 minutes of stride. I really needed to hit that.
Yeah.
Because the Cure on repeat for the first 12 minutes was not giving any
of
anything.
A run.
So then my last hurrah was. You're perfect. You're beautiful. And I was like,
did you think
it took
you
everything
look
within
like
me
Linda
not to be
Evangelista?
Like, no, I don't look like Linda
Can
Evangelista.
Can we see a picture of Linda Evangelista?
Throw her up.
Well, don't throw
I'm
her.
I'm not going to throw up.
When was her heyday? She's Canadian.
Who is she?
A Canadian model.
Is this the Linda Evangelista Queens edition?
She's, yeah.
Oh, she looks just like Valentina. You look like Linda Evangelista. Though Aja, I think, mispronounced her name, which made me Googling Linda Evangelista difficult
harder,
to do.
Yeah.
Because she's like, you look like Linda Evangelista. And I was
you
like,
also,
say that again.
I think you could also like clean your ears and listen.
Drag a bitch. Who's your favorite on Drag Race? Who's your final three prediction? Let's do that.
Ooh, yeah. That's because I'm like, depending on
when
we're recording
out,
this, there's going to be like two episodes.
I'm going to say Valentina. Who's that one that just sent
Trinity Taylor?
Trinity Taylor really showed
it.
She stepped her punani
and your third
mobility.
And your third?
And my third.
I know my top three.
Who's your third?
And I hate that you named two of my top three.
Wait,
Trinity.
I want to say the
Valentina.
It's gonna be
Shea Coulee.
It will be Shea Coulee. But I think Eureka will get fourth.
Oh, I said Eureka's top five.
And I think who's my favorite? Nina Bonina, Osama Bin Laden, Brown will get fifth.
I would, that's
a good final five.
The gays in San Francisco were arguing with me about me saying I wanted Eureka in the top five.
I don't think I want her to be, but I think she's giving me, I think she's giving me drama, so they're going to keep her around.
Yeah.
They're not going to, I think Aja's soon to go. Her storyline's done. I get it. We got it.
I'm ready
for
it.
We're good. I'm sure she's lovely, but she's not putting her best foot forward. Yeah. Did you see Hannah's tweet yesterday? She's like, remember to always put your best foot forward.
And then
she's like,
lays in bed thinking about which foot she likes.
Which is your best foot?
I guess I did like that.
That's the most Hannah tweet
start
of all time.
When I like go to take, don't you know the thing when you stand there and someone pushes you and what foot do you step forward with first?
Should we do it now?
That's your best foot.
I think my best foot.
You're supposed to stand there and I push you.
Do you want to push
me?
And
then you step forward.
I don't want to get pushed.
You get up. I'll push you.
No.
We'll.
You come here.
I know which one mine is.
Ooh.
Mine's my left foot. When
no.
that happens, I always step forward first with my left foot.
Am I doing it?
Now you're curious.
I can't believe I'm begging to get pushed.
Turn around.
Can I face you?
No, turn the other way. Stand together, feet together.
My right foot!
It's your best
foot. Oh my God.
Wow.
Between our 2 feet.
Yeah. I'm going to, now that I know you got a good right foot. Watch out.
I don't mean to brag, but my right foot is off the hook.
Is it because you have a hook toe?
Oh my God. Nose? Did I tell you? I accidentally pulled off my toenail. You know how I do. And now I only have nine toenails. You wonder why I'm single. I was.
I get stressed out when I see you picking your toenails.
I was stress picking. And then one thing led to another, and there was nothing left to pick.
It's either the pinky or the big end.
It was the pinky.
Yeah.
She's bare nubbin now.
The pinky doesn't ever really have a nail to begin with.
Well, not this pinky.
Did you know we're supposed to be doing story time, and now we're...
I think I'm giving you story 10 minutes time. In. I think I'm delivering.
Do you want to take questions from the kids and or adults?
Why'd you come over here?
Because they're going to put one up there for us to answer.
Oh, I thought a child was here. That's the last thing I want.
One of these days, I hope a puppet pops up.
I'm still waiting for my damn donkey.
A donkey pumpet?
A donkey pumpkin for a donkey? Oh my God. So I found on YouTube.com this new genre where guys are showing, they're testing products.
Okay.
And they're testing products and they're naked in the videos.
What are they testing? Like those like auto
dick
blow
pumps,
things. Okay, you're naming Davey Wavy videos.
And
like no, he didn't reinvent the wheel.
There was this hot guy with tattoos up to here.
Okay.
Down to there.
Listen, sometimes and X-Tube it was spills into YouTube.
It was a how to put on a condom. It was a very uncensored.
But they don't show
yes,
it.
they showed foreskin. Link. They showed balls.
Link it. I'm
just
reporting
Google,
this video.
Google how to put on a condom. That's the
video.
Condom video.
YouTube.com.
Muscle tattoo.
Link me. It's going to be in your viewed history.
This isn't my computer.
True.
I don't know, but Raymond sent me the link. I'll link you.
Got it.
It changed my life. I threw it up on the big screen.
And now you know.
And now, well, now I know.
And years later, you finally know.
Well, I'm still waiting to have that first time. So.
I think the first question is actually very specific.
Take me there. I want to go there.
To this.
Okay. Ask me anything.
I think they're going to just put a... I don't know. I'm waiting for a question. Oh, there. You got to read it.
Dominique says, tell me a story about you had to run away from a hook...
Well, I guess tell me a story about a time you had to run away from a hookup.
I gathered that.
Have you ever run?
Yeah. I mean, in life, bitch, don't be rude. Don't be shady. Once I sauntered aggressively, sped up.
Yeah.
Ran from a hookup? Like you spot your hookup in a bar or something?
I think she means like you get done, you whisper, hey, and then you gotta run.
No, I'm more so... No, they're coming over to my place. So they got to run. Recently, I said... I woke a man up. I said, hi, I have a flight very soon. You have to get going.
That was you running away from a hookup?
Hey. Yeah, emotionally running away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess... I didn't run... I guess I didn't run away from a hookup. I told you... I think I told you this. I recently had, like, the worst kisser I've ever had.
Oh, who?
And I was like, I would have run away, but it was at my house. So I was
no.
You just G to G.
I think I have, like, spotted hookups at the bar and, like, went to a different room.
Ducked? Because you...
I death dropped. I think I...
They came walking by and you death dropped so that you were, like,
and
behind a table.
Did you know the only way...
That'd be funny. I'm picturing it.
Let me rewind. Not the only way. Have you ever stopped, dropped, and rolled?
I've never been on fire, so.
Really?
No.
Not even a small part of you?
Mm-mm.
Your hair?
No.
A sleeve?
I don't play with matches.
A sleeve when you're wiping down the oven?
Your sleeve catches on fire?
Catches? Or when you kick a log in that campfire.
And it catches your leg on fire.
Catches?
Yeah.
Never. We'll bring out the flame.
Guess I've never.
By Tinashe.
You going to light me up?
No.
Well, now that I know that you're good footage, you're
so
right
you haven't stopped, dropped, and rolled ever in your life?
No.
Neither have I. I kind of feel slighted.
You should feel blessed.
I feel like that was the number one thing they tried to teach us.
Stop. Why? I know.
And when have we ever fucking
I'm
used
like,
that? They teach us that. They teach us cursive. When do we use these things? Roman numerals.
Yeah. I didn't learn Roman numerals, and it was on my to-do list before I turned 30.
Oh. You mean XXX.
Or do I?
Yeah.
Right? The only time you need Roman numerals is if you're going to like a Super Bowl or going on The Amazing Race. I'm sure it's like in some clues or something. Or like going to WrestleMania.
Yeah. X14.
How did we get to this?
I think we're telling a story about that time you caught on fire, ran away from a hookup, and went to WrestleMania.
That's all. Okay, next question.
Thanks, Dominique.
You read it.
This is from Heaven. Heaven says, tell me a story about the best kiss you've ever had. Do you have a magical kiss moment? A smoochum? A kiss-em?
You know what?
Do you want to have the best kiss you've ever had right now? Bring out the donkey.
Like, who's here? I think my best kiss would probably be...
Bring out the donkey.
Okay, bitch. I think my best kiss would probably be, like, my first guy kiss.
With your mom.
No! Have you ever, like, lingered too long when kissing your mom? I haven't. Don't give me that. Like, I'm about to stop, drop, and roll out.
Like you lingered when I'm kissing about Queen you and Jackie. Jeanette.
No, you can call her like, right now. Is this Mother's Day?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Well.
Stay tuned.
What was the question?
The sweet little... The best kiss you've ever had.
Not my mom, not my dad. I think your best kiss was my stepdad.
You sweet kiss him?
You know he kisses.
He does.
He's like, come here.
And give you a little smooch on he
does,
the cheek.
Does he smooch your lips?
Do you have someone?
He's a lip smoocher. Even to like a stranger, like to you, he would.
I've never kissed your dad on the lips. If you've heard it here first. There's still time. Bring him out.
Girl, he'd be slow walking. His back. He say, bring him out. We wait 10 minutes, honey.
Can't believe you are being
a slow
he comes
death
out
on
a
march
sleigh.
To kiss you on them their lips.
He death drops in between us and rolls
girl,
under the table.
If my dad death dropped, it would be a death drop.
He
that's
would drop death.
Yes. Mother, may I?
Wait, do you honestly think you...
My best kiss was... I'm telling you, it was like the first guy kiss I ever had.
Was your best one? Just because you were like, this is so right.
Because I was
this
like...
This is so floored.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I was in there. I was. And I ran inside and I had to get on...
Did you cry?
Borderline. I had to get on the computer, but Travis was on the computer. And I was like just laying in my bed thinking...
Why did
I
you
need,
have to get...
Because I needed to talk to everyone on AIM.
Oh, so I gotta kiss him?
I got that smooch him. I got that kiss him.
Yeah.
What's your best kiss?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely had boyfriends that were good kissers.
Cool.
I don't know if I have, like, I've never had that magic moment.
Are you asking for it?
No. Not from you, maybe
from
nature.
We've never kissed.
No, we haven't.
Do you think that when the wind blows, it's Mother Nature giving you a kiss-em?
Either she's giving you a kiss-em or a blowjob. It's just up to you.
Well, only if your dick's out. Is your dick out in the wind? Have you ever been naked in the wind?
What do you mean?
I mean outside. Have you been naked outside?
I've gone streaking. We had a pool. We skinny dipped.
Okay, well.
And by we, I mean people who've had pools.
I've been asked, would you like to join in on that? I say, I'll.
On a skinny dip?
I say, I'll keep a lookout. You know me. I'll be
for
up here.
For streaking or for skinny dipping?
Okay, who streaks?
You've never played
that's a
like,
very cross-country thing.
No, we would like. Play games or, and we'd be like, truth or dare, I dare you to streak.
No. Our
I
truth
dare
or
you
dare
to
was
step
very
in dog
like,
poop barefoot.
What?
Yeah.
Our truth or dare was like, freaky. I dare you to give me head. And then, like.
And then you were all like, hey.
I was like, hey.
Well, next question.
Speaking
I guess.
Of kissing your mom too long, what's the next question?
Smiley says, tell me a story about the first concert you ever went to.
Ooh. Oh my God. The first concert I ever went to.
You don't know?
There was like a, like my sophomore year was the first time
you
I
didn't
ever.
Get at that Jackson County Fair?
I wasn't allowed. They were not about to, my parents were not spending their budget
get
on
elephant ears,
me going in.
Those good Fisk fries?
No.
Kids under like 12 were allowed in.
They eat free at, what is that? Farley's?
Finley's?
Finley's. Remember Finley's? Yeah. On Tuesdays they had clowns and Tuesdays was my dad's night for visitation
for clown
kissing.
Tuesdays was your dad's clowning.
It was when he clowned around.
Which dad clowned on Tuesdays?
Todd. So Todd would take us to Finley's because it was cheaper meals, but we had to deal with the clowns.
Yeah.
So first concert.
We had a lot of birthdays at Finley's with the clowns.
I said concert.
Mine was Sugar Ray with the Goo Goo Dolls and Fastball.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's called
Goo Goo Dolls were headlining.
A Coachella lineup, if you ever ask me.
Sugar Ray. I saw Sugar Ray at the Jackson
every
County Fair.
Every morning.
Yeah, every morning. I saw Destiny's Child at the Jackson County Fair.
Jackson County Fair had some good
Do fairs
bookers.
Count as your first? I saw Sinbad. Just kidding. I couldn't afford Sinbad.
Well, yeah. I think my first was Ben Folds.
Five?
It's just Ben Folds.
Wow.
Or Rufus Wainwright.
Wow. My official
Or
response.
No, you know what? I think it was, I went to, it was a concert. It was like Ben Folds, Ben Harper.
And Ben Lee.
And Ben Lee. It was a trio concert.
Wow.
That was my first concert. Wow. None of the kids know who the fuck those people are.
Google it. Check ben out Folds. Every morning.
What's your favorite Ben
Sugar
Folds
Roy.
Song?
Brick.
Okay. You're basic.
I love it. That's the only one I could name, honestly.
We went to the stage door after Rufus Wainwright, and he came out, and my heart was like racing.
Did he give him your first kiss?
Nope. But I had a satchel on, and I had long hair, and he said, "You look like a Muppet." And it stuck with me.
I think he's right.
You remember that one scene from that talk show? I think it's on The Real or something. And she's like really struggling. She's like, "He said I look like a Muppet." And another host is like,
"They're laughing because she does."
Yes, yes. But she, like, she's crying, and the other host is like, "Oh no."
But she knows. I couldn't even name someone on The Real. Is that the one Lonnie Love does?
Maybe. Remember when we spent the day with Lonnie Love? Were you there for that?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. I don't think legally you can talk about it.
Well, I did that, and now you'll never know.
Next question. Let's see it.
This is incredible tea.
This is from Taylor. Tell me a story about your most recent date. Yeah, let's hear it, Ty. Have you had a recent date?
I mean, is it mean, like, does it have to be explicit? Like, we both are like, this is a date? Or do you ever, like, go out with somebody and you're like, is this a date? I don't really know if this is, you know what I'm talking about?
I try not to get into many situations like that. That's how you get tricked into having a boyfriend.
Oh.
You want to avoid, you want to avoid that.
That sounds like
me and my friend Jessica all the time in high school, we'd be like, watch out. He's trying to trick you into dating him.
That's me.
You trick people into dating. You're the tricker.
I am the trick.
I think you're the tricker. I'm not the tricky.
I'm the trick.
So you went on a date with someone and it wasn't
no,
a date?
No, it was not like a date. It was more like a hang.
Nothing. Did you we didn't hang like, out in his mouth?
We didn't fuck or anything or anything okay. crazy.
So it wasn't a date.
But it was like, I was like,
did oh, you go Dutch on the check?
Girl, we Is hung at my place. It? We hung at my place. There was no check.
Splitsies? Is that there was offensive no, there was to no, Dutch people?
There was no waiter role play. I was like, are you guys ready for the bill? To me and him. And I slide it toward him. No, he came slide, over.
You're like, two bills. And you
I'm like,
him
can
both.
We get... we're actually going to split the check to myself. I'm like, oh, sorry, we don't do that here. I'm snotting.
I don't understand where this went.
I don't know.
So do you have a date lately?
So he came over, and we hung out.
Where did you meet him?
Through friends.
Oh, I think you told me a little bit about
this. And I'm,
this.
Yeah. So he comes over, and I'm like, oh.
I think that was a date.
I think it was.
Did you hold hands?
Because, yes, girl. Because I said, oh, should we invite, because we have a couple friends that are like neighbors.
Should we make a group?
I said, should I invite over blah, blah, blah? And he goes, oh, I kind of want to just hang out with you.
I think that's a
and
date.
And I go.
I think that's a date.
I about.
I think that's a date.
Died.
Yeah.
I had a very good date in Tel Aviv. They had dates. It's a very common
snack.
Snack. Very juicy, very
the fruit a date.
Sticky.
Dried fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
When was your latest date?
Remember that guy I said who
the
had
bad
a
bad kisser?
No. Oh. Oh, he's not getting a second date. The guy who
you date a lot. No, I don't mean to no, date no. shame you.
I don't. I've been waiting for my
you date a lot
prince
more than I
to
do.
Come.
Girl. Why don't you do Finding Prince Charming?
I guess I will. As the prince or as one of the
Girl, you are not prince material.
But I do love Prince.
You're like sixth evicted.
I went on a second date with that guy whose birthday was the day after Christmas.
I think you would get a bad edit.
On a date? I would be so funny.
No, on that show.
I'd be the villain?
They would give you... Villain.
Would I be the one who like hooked up with all the other contestants?
Yes. That's you.
I'm just waiting
Sorry,
for...
back to your date.
It was a second date with that guy whose birthday is around Christmas. We went and saw a movie. He was like, should we get a large popcorn? And
what
I was
movie?
Like, I guess we should.
What movie?
That Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds.
Was it good? Reynolds,
alien movie. It was
I
okay.
heard mixed things about that.
I enjoyed it. He was very scared.
Does he get spooked?
Yeah.
He said he's looking for you to comfort him.
Well, he was like,
did he touch your arm?
It was very...
I kind of like that.
Then we went and had a drink after.
Where?
It was nice. A bar like across the street from the movie theater.
Where?
San Francisco. By the Metreon.
Oh. Okay.
What do you mean?
Like Beard Papa? That area?
It's around Beard Papa okay. area.
Sure.
It was great. The movie was like at 8 and I showed up at 7:30 because I knew it would be a good catch Pokemon catching stuff. And also because I like to be prompt for my dates.
Sure, yeah.
And I wanted to get good seats.
No.
Listen, don't ask me to go to a movie and then
I'm
like...
I'm not trying to...
I once went on a date with this guy to see when Dakota Fanning was in Babe. Or not Babe. Charlotte's Web.
Oh.
And he tried to like talk through the movie and I
no,
said...
No, no.
I actually want to
you
see...
You shushed a date?
I said, I actually want to see Dakota Fanning I would,
and
Charlotte's
Web. You did not shush
Web.
Him.
It was a live action Charlotte's Web.
You go, shh.
I go, shh.
No, you did not shush.
We were the only two people in the
That's
theater.
That's the chaotic, evil version of saying, hey, after fucking.
We were the only two people in the theater, and I said, shush.
I've shushed my parents at a movie. I get up and I move.
I'm going to miss a good plot point.
Oh, what's the plot point? The webbing?
Charlotte's dead.
I saw the craziest. You know, I've got two ledges in front of my front door, okay?
Okay.
Very far apart.
Two ledges.
There was a string.
Oh, outside of your door?
Yes. A string of spider webbing.
Okay.
And I want to know how. I want to know how.
Spider went there.
How?
It goes down and then up and then over and then it tots the string.
No, it does not twat.
It makes it tot.
No.
Yes.
Is that
or
how it works?
Or the jumping spider.
I would like to know.
When I stayed at your house and you were out of town, you have noisy crickets.
Outside or inside?
Outside. Oh, thank God. I thought it was inside. I had to look.
You know, I've
then
had
I
an,
opened
I have a
your
gnat
front door
problem.
And I heard.
Have you seen the gnats
noisy
in my home?
Well, I think that's because you leave stuff everywhere. That's,
no.
And you need to
that
take
is
out
gnat.
The
gnat. Why?
You can't go on vacation for 3 weeks and not take out your garbage.
I did just have a pineapple sitting on my.
Yeah, that's why you had thing. A gnat problem.
Yeah. And yeah, you left it.
The pineapple?
Yeah.
Because you need to mail that to
no,
somebody.
We've got a new pineapple for her.
I was like,
I sent her a rotting pineapple.
I wouldn't put it past it. Do you want one more question?
Yeah, give me something else. This one is from Dasha. Dasha. Dazzle me, Oakley. Tell me a story about your last argument.
You think it's between us or like?
No, just in general. When have you like been assertive?
I got in an argument with the people at the airline.
Here we go. United.
Delta.
Oh. Well, you know United.
I said, why you gotta make me late?
My mom's freaking out because her next flight's United. Did she tell you?
I booked that for her.
Did you do it on purpose?
Her ass only wants to fly out of Lansing, and so she's
got a lot.
It's a United hub.
She told me.
I'm sorry to raise my voice.
She's like, maybe this is my latest argument.
Your mom's going to get dragged, not to make fun of anyone who's been dragged down a United aisle, but imagine that happening to your mom. She would live for the press.
She would live for the press. She would be the first, as soon as she gets off the flight, she's like, I need to sue someone.
Yeah. Judge Judy. Yeah. Here you go. So your mom's last argument was with me when I booked that flight.
And my last argument was with her.
About
she,
the flight?
She's like, so how was Amsterdam? I go, oh, good, blah, blah, blah. She goes, you know,
we're
trying
to
get
there.
A new roof. I go, unrelated.
She's got that good segue that you and I always got.
She is giving me, give me money segues.
Does she want a new roof, a new pool, or to get that dog?
Her dog lived. Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm
Chloe
glad it lived.
Survived the food.
The foods.
The too much chocolate. So that was my latest argument. I said, Mom, you sure have a lot of ideas. And she goes, that's where you get them.
My mom had to get a new roof, too. That's what you get living in Michigan.
Well, and did you see the tree fell in her yard?
No.
Which I thought she did for attention. I think she did that.
She pulled a George Washington.
I think she wasn't getting enough likes on her things, and so she decided,
she pushed
let's
over
push
tree.
This tree. And it leaned forward with its strong foot. Not strong enough. Now we need a new roof.
Wow.
So that's my lightest
Can't she just patch the spot where the tree went through?
No, she said it's empty now. So now they have to do something with that yard.
Wow. Her life sounds rough.
Her life.
Well,
don't get me started.
It's another great episode of Psychobabble.
That's it. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, get them out of here.
Okay.
Tell them about your last argument. And we didn't talk about the picture of us.
What's there to say?
I think you look dirty. That's dirty.
Yeah. Or maybe
I had a hard day's night.
I did not blend.
We have long necks. Do you think those are real diamonds?
No. No, that black opal, though.
That's an emerald, I think, on my headband.
You're giving me black opal.
Well.
It's encrusted.
She loves jewelry.
Who, my mom? I know.
No.
She's like.
Which one of our guy friends was having a jewelry moment?
I gotta go.
Too many?
I gotta go. I gotta go.
Well, be sure to follow the podcast.
Where can people find you, Corey?
On Twitter Cool. and Facebook.
You can find me, Tyler Oakley.
You can find me. I'm Corey Cool on
Instagram and Twitter. If you haven't followed Psychobabble yet, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
How do you spell it, Corey?
Psychobabble.
Psycho. How do you spell that?
Babble.
No.
You spell
it. The acronym.
Look, they can see it right there.
The acronym.
Please say you'll come home. Okay. Now you got to come up with something for Babble. Badass bitches be listening every day. Oh my God. Badass bitches be listening every day.
Oh, I went a very different direction. Be a baby, baby lady.
Okay.
Erday. Okay, well.
Okay, well.
Follow us everywhere. Good luck with your lives. Bye.